This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Yep.
Live, bring up anything, toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. We invite you to, again, take control of the show here and take control of the topic, whatever it's been that's been on your mind this week. Many of you listening to the show tonight don't get the show during the week, so you haven't had a chance to speak out without being screened out by most of the other talk shows in the business. We've got a very light screening policy here at Free Talk Live. Just want your name and where you're calling from, and briefly what you want to talk about. One or two words is sufficient. That'll get you on the air to share whatever it is you have to share with our wonderful audience. And to start things out here tonight, by the way, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
To start things out here tonight, we've actually got a special guest, and I don't remember the last time we had a guest on Free Talk Live. It's been a while. But it might have even been this guy. Adam Kokesh is back with us. And Adam, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, gentlemen.
It's always a pleasure, and it's a super pleasure to actually be able to talk to you, not from inside a prison cell, because you were looking at going to prison for a number of years on some felony charges. Let's rewind real quick here for our listeners who aren't familiar with you and the situation, and take us back in time to summer of 2013 when you got arrested ostensibly for toting a shotgun in Washington, D.C. Can you kind of recap what was going on?
Well, let's take the ostensibly out of that. There was no green screen involved.
Okay, good.
And yes, even to go back at one step.
There were conspiracy theories about you, and so, yeah, it's nice to know what the
truth was. I'm conspiring to embrace people to be the leaders and alphas of their own lives and to embrace the message of freedom.
Yeah, and I think one thing I want made really important, that I think is really important here is that this was all sort of about a march you wanted to do.
Exactly.
Where you were going to walk from, you and some people were going to walk from Virginia, where it is completely legal for Americans and people in the geopolitical area known as Virginia to walk around with guns open. It's called open carry. And you were going to walk across a bridge into an area where guns are completely illegal, pretty much.
Well, next to that, but yes, and that was the idea. That's where I was going one step back here. And even after we announced that and had, it turned out to be a lightning rod for debate. And I got in over my head a little bit with the organizing, especially considering the challenges I faced in May of that year when I was arrested in anti-marijuana prohibition rally in Philadelphia for assaulting a police officer who had assaulted me. It was one of those absurd cases where he bumped into me while going to arrest someone else for smoking pot while I was breaking no laws at all. And because he bumped into me and I was in his way, apparently I assaulted him.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up doing a week in the federal penitentiary there. And unlike, I want to say thanks to one of the other organizers of that event, N.A. Poe, who's a great activist comedian with the Panic Hour out of Philly, who spent a week in it was like solitary confinement, but they felt they had to put both of us together. So it was kind of an interesting arrangement. And he took a plea or a deal for being released on bond, and I said, screw that. You don't have a case. This is ridiculous. Wait till the video comes out. You guys are going to make fools of yourselves. So I said, I'm just going to stay in jail. You know, you can, you know, I'm not, because they said if I went out, I would have to give up my right to own a firearm or to possess a firearm as a condition of that release. And I was like, well, gee, that's an interesting coincidence, isn't it, considering we have this event coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized I wasn't going to be getting out right away there, I said, let's do this as a march on 50 state capitals, and got that word out while I was in jail. But I was released the next day because basically they backed down, and the judge knew that the prosecutors and the park police who did that didn't have a case. But this has sort of been a vendetta that the park police have had against me since since I started regularly revealing their incompetence on YouTube.
Yeah, you would go into the streets in D.C. and in the parks with your camera your cameraman, and you'd corner these guys, and you'd ask them tough questions, and they looked pretty bad. So it's not unreasonable to believe that you were being targeted. So, but then again, you showed up in Liberty Plaza, was it? In
Freedom
D.C.?
Plaza.
Freedom Plaza.
The ironically named.
Right, and with a shotgun, it was like, what, 5 in the morning? Tell us the story there. How'd that go?
Come on, I haven't got up at 5 in the morning since I was in the Marines. Yeah, right. No, it was like 7, 8 o'clock, seven. Something like that. And I went out to make a point, one, that, you know, I personally wasn't backing down. And one of the legitimate criticisms of the way that this march was coming together, and part of this was because, you know, I spent a week in jail in Philly, that it wasn't being properly organized. And I would agree in that there was some risk being taken on. So I said, you know what, guys, you know, I'll take that on myself and you know, make the statement that way. And I made the video in a way to show that you could do this, you could do it without hurting anybody. And we got away with it. The only reason that anything happened was because I posted the video on YouTube, which led to a pretty ferocious raid on my home, which was not the first, but the second time that the United States Park Police sent more men after me than Bin Laden. And this time, the time before that was a marijuana rally at the White House a month or two earlier. But this was actually just about a month before that. This time they sent an armored vehicle and not one, but two helicopters. They had my home in Herndon, Virginia.
Wasn't it Park Police, FBI, local cops? Who all was involved in that raid? It was multi-jurisdictional, right?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was crazy because you had the Park Police leading it, and yes, the United States Park Police has a SWAT team and an armored vehicle and flashbang grenades and laser sights and dogs, and I just want to say I'm so grateful that they started with the flashbang grenade because they threw it at my dog, and if he hadn't been so freaked out and run upstairs to his bed, they would have shot him.
Aww, that's he's so happened. Sweet. I'm so glad he made it through that.
Yeah. My great puppy Baloo. He's a 100-pound pit dang mix. So you know they have an excuse to shoot those away. But they shoot Chihuahuas too. So
they don't discriminate.
there was a corgi shot not too long ago.
Not surprised by that. So they come in there into your home, and you of course weren't really expecting this, were you? Was this a surprise?
Well, and this is where I feel kind of silly and not having this very well planned out. And I'm sure y'all as well experienced activists can appreciate that some civil disobedience is done on a big scale, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's well planned out.
It's true.
And, you know, I like to quote my favorite statist, Donald Rumsfeld, when people like to criticize this action. And there's plenty of fair criticism to go around, but I hope later on tonight we can get into the more strategic criticism, which I think is really important about the book that I'm focusing on now. And, you know, how we actually win converts to the message of freedom. Mm-hmm. But Donald Rumsfeld famously said, you don't go to war with the army you wish you had. You go to war with the army you have. And, you know, this overeager activist decided to go out and not make appropriate legal plans. And I was expecting a knock on the door, but I was not expecting the
full-on raid. Yeah.
And they had there was the Park Police SWAT team. There were several SWAT cars of blue suit Park Police officers. There was about half a dozen officers who were wearing ski masks.
Just to be clear, in case someone's just now tuning in, we've got Adam Kokesh on the line with us from formerly Adam versus the Man. We'll talk about your new show here in a little bit. I'm excited about that. But we got Adam Kokesh here. He just was sentenced for some of the things that we're describing. But I just like to clarify, despite all these cops with all their equipment and gear and guns and tanks, you had not been accused of hurting anyone. There was no one who ever accused you of hurting anyone in this instance or any instance that I'm aware of. And so all of this was because you recorded a very short, 20-second, 29-second video in Washington, D.C. while carrying a shotgun. That's why these men with guns came into your home, invaded your privacy and the privacy of your roommates, and took you out of there in handcuffs. They found, some guns and some drugs?
Yes, that's correct. And they really turned the house inside out. And you know, one of the things that was in dispute in the legal issues here in Virginia was the scope of that warrant and that it was a product of this video, because I cooperated with them right away. I was ready to face the 5-year felony and have that court case. And again, lack of legal planning, as well as you could say simply being outmaneuvered by the government, they prevented us from having that day in court in D.C., but now the law's been overturned anyway.
All right, I know you can stick with us for a little while, so hang on, Adam. We're going to come back with more with Adam Kokesh. He's got a new show. It's called The Freedom Line, thefreedomline.com. It's Adam, you know, just a different show. We'll find out from him what actually inspired the name change, because I like it. I think it was a good choice. We'll find out more here in moments. And you can call in with questions, 855-453.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. edition here to take your calls about anything, though right now calls for Adam Kokesh will be given priority. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you have to take steps to protect it. You can't expect anybody else to do it for you. But luckily, you don't have to do the programming work. ProXPN's already done that for you. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software, and you can install it on Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, even Linux. Though setup's a little different for Linux users, it's pretty simple. You get ProXPN up and running, and your internet connection becomes encrypted, meaning that your own internet service provider, whether it's your cell phone company or cable modem or DSL, they won't know where you're going and what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term you enter for, in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can stop that by getting ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can actually start for free. Download the software tonight. Get started right away. But you're going to want to upgrade to the premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, the ability to privately torrent, and even get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits, and you even get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And the money's not very much. It's only about $5 a month if you use our discount code to get 50% off. That brings that price down to around $5 a month on the annual account. The code is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50, all one word, at proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, you'll get 62% off if you use this code and pay with Bitcoin. The Bitcoin code is FTLBTC, like the Bitcoin, FTLBTC. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there, use those discount codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL. We're back with Adam Kokesh from the Freedom Line, formerly the host of Adam versus the Man. We'll get into that, talk a little bit more about what the change was and what motivated it. I'm really curious to hear that. But we're still doing kind of the recap, Adam, for our listeners who maybe they're new to you. You know, we've always got new people tuning in every night on Free Talk Live. In fact, I want to welcome our newest affiliates, WOBM 1160 and also WADB, their sister station simulcasting on 1310. They're heard in Brick Township, Lakewood, and Asbury Park, New Jersey. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners there. And so many of them may not know you yet, Adam Kokesh. You're a host of a television program. You'd been on RT in the past. You went off of RT and started doing your own internet thing. And ever since then, there was this issue where the feds came in and they raided your home over you having a shotgun in a protest event that you'd created in Washington, D.C. They came in, they found some guns in your house, and apparently they found some drugs. And usually when you get hit with gun and drug charges, it tends to make the charges more severe. Did they hit you with anything like that?
Well, first, Ian, when you say the feds, it makes it sound a lot more serious than it really is. I mean, we're talking about the United States Park Police. These are the dregs of the federal law enforcement barrel.
I bet it felt serious when they had machine guns and tanks at your house, though. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff.
Well, they're just as likely to be trigger happy with a, you know, .357 revolver as with an assault rifle, and
sure,
it doesn't make them any smarter or any dumber.
These are just these cops are as likely to shoot your dog as any other cop. I mean, this is a pretty dangerous situation.
Well, maybe a little less accountability for these guys, being as they are technically feds. So I do appreciate that. But yeah, the charges that I faced in D.C. were the ones that I wanted, you know, for carrying a rifle or shotgun outside a home or place of business, mm-hmm, that I wanted to be able to challenge on constitutional grounds. And with all the other charges that they ended up bringing against me in D.C., I ended up getting bullied into a corner into taking a plea deal. And again, you know, I could blame it on myself, on poor legal planning, or I could just say that I was outmaneuvered by the feds. But I know that I'm capable of outmaneuvering those guys if I put the forethought into it. In this case, it really was a matter of rushing into something.
It was hasty. So wait a minute. Clarify something for me. See, you got charged in D.C. with the possession of the gun in public kind of charge, but you said they hit
right.
you with other charges, because the gun and drug in your house charges, that was Virginia that hit you with those, right?
Right. Well, and you know how it is, Ian. Anytime you break any law, if you're interacting with a police officer, they can charge you with resisting, mm-hmm, with disorderly, with conspiracy to commit a crime. There's so many, because practically everything's illegal, and the legal system is set up this way for the government to have absolute control over every individual that it wants to suppress. And I don't mean to suggest that I'm the target of any kind of conspiracy, except that I've, stuck up in a lot of ways and gotten hammered down.
That's just what happens. I mean, that's just what happens. When people stand up for freedom, if they're standing alone, they're more likely to be hammered down, which, of course, is one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such a great idea. But even then, the people who are the primary sort of movers, the more visible activists like myself, are being targeted.
They take some lumps.
I'm going to court in 2 weeks, facing 2 years in jail because I changed my name legally, and the next day went and got a driver's license under my given name, my birth name, and they said that that was a criminal act. They said that was what's called unsworn falsification.
But they said that's what you had to do in order to get a driver's license at the same time.
No, that's not what they said, Mark. Okay. I could have gone to the Social Security Administration and gotten some sort of paperwork for them.
All right.
From them.
Well, you asked their bureaucrats, and their bureaucrats said it was fine.
The bureaucrats did not stop me from performing that act, so ultimately they assisted me in my misdemeanor. Yeah, so it's ridiculous. I mean, it was clearly political targeting, clearly targeting me, because of whatever level of renown or infamy that I have up here. So
well,
it's no different.
I want to say, first of all, I need to really clarify that I was definitely not standing alone, and I want to thank everybody who stood with me in this. And there were thousands of fans and supporters who wrote to me while I was in jail. And you guys, I mean, I took a little inspiration from the way you guys talk about the Keene Spiritual Retreat as your county jail there.
Yeah.
And I refer to my time, just so people know that part of the story, I did my first 3 days in a torture chamber, and maybe that's a dramatic term for it, but in the Fairfax County Jail, I had a room that was too cold to sleep. I had a t-shirt and shorts. The lights were on 24 hours,
God.
No mattress, bugs in the cell. I ended up losing 15 pounds in the first 2 months I was in jail when
wow.
I was in solitary. And but then I got transferred to regular solitary for my own protection, of course. And then I did my last 2 months in general population. And when you have that kind of support behind you, the guards treat you differently, and the inmates certainly treat you differently. And I told everybody I came across, especially the guards, hey, can I tell you something before you go? You're a free, beautiful, independent human being, and you should never let anyone tell you otherwise.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was a great outreach opportunity, and I refer to it as my government-induced, taxpayer-funded spiritual retreat.
Adam Kokesh is with us. He's the host of The Freedom Line at thefreedomline.com. So you were sentenced on Friday in the Virginia case. And we'll talk about that sentence coming up here more with Adam Kokesh. If you've got a question, feel free to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it doesn't have to be a question about the criminal charges. It could be about, what he's got coming up next. And we'll ask him that on the way. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well, although if you're a Skype caller, you'll have to wait until Adam gets off the line. So if you want to question Adam, you have to call the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here live on this Saturday evening edition of the program. The toll free number is, as it always is, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are on the site. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. Most of them. Adam Kokesh is in the group who does not with us here on Free Talk Live. But go to freetalklive.com, get interactive for free.
So I recently read a new novel about liberty. It's called Ant Farm, and it's based on the Animal Farm book by George Orwell. It's a book that even Gary Johnson, the libertarian presidential candidate, has praised. I loved it. It took complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, currency, and dozens more and explained them in ways that the average Joes can understand, even young adults. This is something totally that young adults can grok. It's a relatively short book, just like Animal Farm's a relatively short book. And you can go get the first four chapters completely free. That's almost half the book. All you have to do is go to animalfarmbook.com. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first four chapters. So you can just go there, antfarmbook.com. Again, it's antfarmbook.com. It'll explain all the liberty issues for folks.
Adam Kokesh is back with us from the Freedom Line, thefreedomline.com, his new website. And Adam, we always have to recap for our listeners that have never tuned into you before. They need to know that you're an activist, you're a liberty-minded individual, a talk show host on television, and you actually stood up for gun rights in Washington, D.C. by toting a shotgun in was it Freedom Plaza? Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they did something that you didn't expect. They came after you at your house with an armed troop, a bunch of troops and tanks and helicopters, and raided your house. They found some guns and drugs, charged you in Virginia with those, while in D.C. you were charged with some extra so-called crimes in addition to the toting the gun. What happened with the D.C. situation? And then give us the latest on Virginia with the plea deals, or the sentencing, rather, that happened this this week.
Sure. Well, I, after doing 4 months in jail, I was let out on
pretrial. 4 months pretrial, correct?
Was that?
That was 4 months pretrial, correct? That
right.
wasn't
that was,
sentenced.
That was being denied bail, which right. was highly unusual for a
because big, you were supposedly this big threat, this huge danger, right? Even though you've not hurt anybody or been accused of that.
Right, and it was there are very few things that I find painfully offensive that really get under my skin, but the judge that first heard my bond case compared me to Adam Lanza.
The shooter.
Yeah, the Sandy Hook shooter.
Ridiculous.
That's basically, anybody with a gun is someone who's about to shoot up a school, especially
wow.
you know, a peaceful gun rights activist who preaches self-defense. And that's – I don't know if that was something politically motivated. While we can tell that the whole thing was, and what was really cool about what happened in Virginia, which we'll get to, was that the judge was very well acknowledging the fact that while there were eight people in the home and there were drugs found in different people's rooms, allegedly that of the eight, I was the only one that was arrested and charged with anything.
Hmm.
And in D.C., when I finally went up for my sentencing last January, I was sentenced to time served. They thought 3.5 months was enough to send the appropriate message. And I got 2 years.
Right. Americans don't have guns.
Yep.
Right. And so in Virginia, I was finally facing these last two charges and was –
What was it? Got possession of – what were the exact charges in Virginia?
Drugs and drugs with guns.
Okay.
Possession charges. Again, victimless crime.
Felonies. Both felonies?
Both felonies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And again
– Was it mushrooms, by the way? Just curious.
Yes, mushrooms.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where I'm bullied into a corner, and as much as I would have liked to take it to trial – I'm happy with this outcome, and I want to explain why in a second and come back to that and the bigger picture and sort of lessons learned and how my own activism has changed course as a result of all of this, not from the experience, but from things that I kind of already knew to be true. But the judge in this case, at the last hearing, when I entered Alford pleas, it was not – that's when you don't admit guilt, but you say that I'm accepting the charge because there's a preponderance of evidence, basically it's not worth fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge wanted to not accept the pleas and was like, well, no, then we'll go to trial. You think you got a case, then let's do this. And it was like kind of
– No, that's kind of the point of the Alford plea, right? Like, I don't think I have a case.
Right, exactly. So we had to – it was a very contested hearing the last time, and the judge was, you know – it seemed like she was about to take me back into custody, and that's what the prosecutor was asking for, and it was really, really hairy and kind of intense. And then we came back to this one, and I was facing a hypothetical 15 years, but we found out that my sentencing guidelines were calculated at, 0 to 3 months, and the pre-sentence report, the gentleman who filled that out, recommended what they call a downward departure, and the judge ended up sentencing me to 3 months on each count suspended and no probation, which is pretty much the best outcome
possible. No probation.
Right. Well, very unusual. Well, I'm already on probation in D.C., so a little thing, just more of an administrative headache.
I see.
Than anything. But there was a one of the things I said after the hearing to the reporter from the Washington Post who was there is that when you're in a situation like this, like what I was telling you, how I talked to all of the guards and other inmates when I was in jail, that's the best part of an opportunity like this. You know, when you get arrested for civil disobedience, there's a PR value and there's a value in making people think and challenging the law and inspiring other people to resist. But sometimes the best you get out of that is when you get to talk to the cop in the back of the squad car and be like, do you realize what you're doing, sir? Can you examine the morality of what you're engaging and your role in this incredibly unjust system? And I had a feeling like the judge, in doing her research on this case, got a certain exposure to the message of freedom that she never would have had otherwise. And I can't help but think from her demeanor during the hearing yesterday that she had become kind of a fan. And I hope that's not...
You never know, man. You never know who you're going to touch with these ideas when you're out there spreading the message of freedom. I mean, I'll give you an example. Mark, you had told me that you were working out at the YMCA here in town one day, and this was after we had the radio station. We had a pirate radio station on here in Keene. Actually, there's another one on right now, from what I understand. It's in its fourth iteration now. But one of the previous iterations had just been shut off recently. The FCC had come to town and started sniffing around, and the operator had shut it down. And Judge Burke, who is the judge, basically, in Keene at the district court, he comes in because he works out at the YMCA, apparently, and, Mark, you'd seen him in there previously. Judge Burke came up to you and said something about, hey, what happened to the radio station, right? So he was listening. Obviously, he was a listener. If he wasn't a listener, he wouldn't have known about it.
Nice to have options.
So you never know. You never know who's listening out there. So, okay, sentenced to 3 months, suspended sentence. Suspended for what? How long? How many years?
Well, I have to wait to see the paperwork. And for people that don't understand, it's basically like an implied probation. If I get in trouble again here, they can say your sentence is unsuspended and you go back and this is tacked on to whatever other punishment.
That's true, but it's not as bad as probation.
Exactly.
Probation.
No check-in.
Yeah, you don't have to check in, although, as you said, you're on probation in D.C. Now, you're not living in D.C., right? You're in L.A. now.
That's correct. And I want to say I have a really big announcement coming up on the 15th here as a result of knowing that I'm not going back to jail with some plans that I've been working on for a while now.
Oh.
But what I really want to talk to you guys about and share with your audience, who I know is mostly people who are not just on the fence but are really passionate about this. And there's something about
– That's not true. We're on 160 radio stations nationwide, and so I can't tell you –
There are thousands of people listening right now, and they hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm used to that feeling. But
I would say that our internet audience, the people who make a point of seeking out our podcast, those are kind of more likely to be freedom activists or freedom interested people. But the radio audience is anyone and everyone listening to talk radio tonight. So you've got a wide variety.
Well, let me address them for a second first. If you don't believe in freedom, if you're not already a fan of, owning yourself and the non-aggression principle and respecting the rights of others, stop listening right now. We're going to have a little inside movement powwow, a little strategy session. You're not welcome to listen, all right?
Adam Kokesh does not speak for the producers of Free Talk Live.
I think it's brilliant because every one of them is going to listen.
We'll come back with more here in a moment. Adam, you can hang on, so we're going to bring it back. And if you got a question for Adam Kokesh, he's here with us, and the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We'll find out what's going on with him now, coming up.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/airhandler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Hey, that was a fast music bed. Well, that's because something went wrong technically at the network side. Apologies, affiliates. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. We've got a bunch of great sponsors on Free Talk Live, including modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making a difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So check out modup.net, and when you're ready to order, use Bitcoin to get a 33% discount. And whether you're using Bitcoin or not, you can use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. So again,
true.
Code FTL at modup.net. It's world-class service at a great price on modafinil. Modup, modup.net. We've got Adam Kokesh here. He is now the host of The Freedom Line. Previously, the show was Adam versus the Man. And what was it, Adam, that that inspired you to make that change? And when was it? It's fairly recent, correct?
Yes, and first I have to talk about the book that I started writing when I was in jail called Freedom.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned that the last time you were on the show. Was a digital download previously. Is it available in print?
Yes, we are taking orders at thefreedomline.com. Very excited about that now. And this is a book that I came up with while I was in jail. And I looked around and did a survey of the literature of our movement, which is very nice to be able to do as young as this movement is. And when I came up with this idea for the book, I was like, wait a second. Nobody's written this yet? This dumbass, this guy that was, you know, like in solitary right now, the guy that had to go to Iraq to find out that the war was a bad idea, this guy gets to write this outreach tool, and I wrote it to be the ultimate outreach and conversion tool, and I'm confident in saying that we who helped make this happen succeeded in this, and there's nothing I'd rather hand somebody. And you guys know this, and this is why I'm excited to discuss it with you in particular, as, you know, guys who are so committed to the cause of freedom. Because for a long time, I've been thinking that it really doesn't matter if we have a big audience or we get a lot of YouTube views, or we're right about something, or you make headlines for civil disobedience even, we're a tiny movement of people that really yes. understand the non-aggression principle, really understand the, you know, self-ownership concept for what it is, who really understand freedom as a moral concept. It's less than 1% of the population. 1% would be 3.3 million. I think it's, you know, a little closer to 1 million. So we got a long ways to go. The most important thing that we can do is win converts. Get people to fundamentally change the way they think by understanding this and understanding what freedom really means. And for those of you who aren't invited to this conversation right now because you're not on board yet, if you haven't considered the message, that might be the only reason you're not on board yet. And anybody who really understands it, who takes the time to understand what freedom is and why they want it for themselves, understands that it's more than just something you take for yourself.
Well, most people do want it for themselves, right? That I think most people are clear on. They like the idea of being free for their own lives. It's those other people and what they'll do with their freedom. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it's a bold and radical stance to say that, A, human freedom's a bad idea. B, that those other people, whoever they are, do not own themselves. They are not free within themselves to make choices. They do not have human rights. Because that's what people who don't believe in human freedom, people who think libertarians are nuts, that's the position they take. Their position is, we, those in the majority, are the state, and you will do what we say, or we will come to your house and we'll put a bullet in your head. Yep. You'll come with us and go to a cage, but if you don't come with us, if you believe you're free, ultimately, that's what we do. You do what we say or we shoot you.
Yep, and that's the premise of government. And the reason a book like this is so important right now, and why I was shocked when I figured out that this doesn't exist, is that most people who don't embrace freedom simply don't understand it, and a lot of it has been because of the way that we have presented this message. And a lot of people who go to the philosophically consistent message end up shying away from it and reaching out to people. And they compromise and they water the message down. And then you don't win anybody over. You might get them to vote for a candidate or agree with you on an issue or support one particular program or whatever. But if you don't fundamentally change the way people think, you're going to lose them. And it really doesn't get us anywhere. So the reason this book is so important is that it's not Amerocentric. It's not judgmental. It's in short, easy to understand segments. It doesn't talk about the American government. It talks about the modern phenomenon of bureaucratic democracies and other forms of government as we know them. It simply lays it out matter of fact. And there are a couple things that do make it unique that are of particular value to the individual reading it. Because, as you know, a lot of people come into this movement, they wake up to the nature of government, and they get angry, mm-hmm. as they should be. And they get scared of things that they should be afraid of. And then they get depressed. Because, you know, it might seem hopeless.
Yeah, it feels like you can't do anything about it.
And then they go out into the community and say, now join me in my fear and my anger and my depression. Isn't it amazing? And everybody goes, screw you. Why would I want anything to do with that?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to watch TV.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know that you guys have gotten past that. And I think it's been the best feedback I've got on the book so far is from people who already got the message and then read the section on emotional freedom and go, holy crap, I'm not angry anymore. Now I'm really ready to do this, Adam.
Is that what prefaced your change from Adam versus the Man, the show name, to the Freedom Line? Was it a dropping of anger? What was it that created that for you?
Well, I think I dropped it a long time ago and was waiting for the mechanism to do it, and it really was this book. And the announcement that I've got coming up is going to be about promoting the book, but it's really all I care about now is getting people to read this, getting people to really consider the message, and winning people over to the movement.
All right, Adam, let's be realistic here. We're in the new media age. Books are kind of out of style to some extent. Some people don't like to read. Are you going to be doing an audiobook version? Does one already exist?
The audiobook is already out and available for free at thefreedomline.com.
So this is a multimedia approach here. So you can go and grab the book in digital form for free. You can download the audiobook for free at thefreedomline.com.
Sounds like Adam just caught by a mousetrap.
And you're still doing your TV thing, right? So you're also doing the Freedom Line show.
Right.
How often?
Absolutely.
Is that weekly?
We're doing the podcast is a weekly show, and I try to do YouTube videos most days of the week. But it's about the book, like, again, really being all I care about, what we're doing is trying to give away as many even paper copies for free. And if I have to personally hand one out to everyone in the country, then That's what I'm going to try to do.
You are a man on a mission, and I appreciate that. I miss seeing you. I know that you were recently in Vermont, and you were at a Freedom Festival up there. How'd that go?
Oh, it was amazing, and it's amazing to see that I think there's this greater awareness in the movement seeping in, and it's really cool, as you guys know, to be on the right side of history and to feel the inevitability of people coming this way, of having the moral awakening that is the freedom movement. And I got a sense of this from the deep feeling crowd that was there at the Freedom and Unity Festival, and thanks to Jessica Vernier for putting that together. But there's a sort of sense that, like, we need to get past the libertarian. It's not that infighting is a bad thing, but that making media for each other is unproductive.
Mm.
That, you know, talking to fellow libertarians is not a way to grow the movement.
Totally agree. That's why I wish more people would get out there into public. And, you know, an easy form of activism is to put a radio transmitter on the air. You could take LRN.FM's content, which includes your show, by the way. Actually, I need to get on the program guide and update the show name. It still says Adam versus the Man. But I will do that. And so, you know, you could put that show and all the other great shows we have on and then put it on the radio, and then all kinds of people are going to tune into it. So that's one way to reach people without – if you're like an introvert, you don't actually have to talk to anyone. You can let us do the work. You know, we'll talk on the air, and then other people can listen. And, of course, Sharon –
lots of introverts on the radio, by the way.
No doubt about it. So thefreedomline.com, that's your new website. I'm excited. I'm glad to see it. I always like to see shows without the host's name in them, because I just feel like it's just too much about me, and I feel like you're shifting your focus to something that's more important.
Absolutely. And I want to say one other thing, gentlemen, that I think as long as we're talking amongst just ourselves, right?
Just
the freedom lovers in the audience now. There's something that our movement has also been very deficient of in terms of connecting the message to the general public. For those of us who understand that nonviolent relations are better than violent coercive relationships as a matter of scientific principle, then you don't really need a how. You don't really need a how do we do this, how do we get there kind of roadmap. But for the people that are more practical-minded, you really do. And
absolutely.
It's an important part of the book in incorporating technology and where we're going in the future.
Adam, I know you're going to keep in touch with us. I always appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks for spending the time with us tonight. Listeners should check out thefreedomline.com. Grab the free book. Watch the show. You do great work, man. Keep it up out there.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, Adam. That's Adam Kokesh. We'll come back with more here on Free Talk Live. In fact, the Liberty Movement is under attack because the ideas are starting to stick, and we'll talk about that coming up.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.